You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what is up, football fans? Cold Schroeder here, aka the Buffalo Nerd, coming at you from the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast with this week's Week 7 DFS top plays. So as you've been following along, you see we go each week, pick out the best quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end that you might want to build your roster around to start out with. I think these are the best plays that you can guarantee yourself the best value for what you're paying. So last week, we had a good week. You only one let down, probably. I think we're staying pretty consistent with what we've been doing. So we're going to stick with the same kind of philosophy as moving forward into Week 7. Starting right out this week with the quarterback position, I think Dak Prescott, we should be getting him back this week. If he's coming back, he's fresh. He's going up against Detroit Lions, who are coming off the bye. So you usually maybe typically want to stay away from a well-rested team. But this is a well-rested Detroit team that's given up a minimum of 27 points in each of the games it's played so far this year. I think that the Cowboys have been playing really good football, but there's something missing. That element to me is Dak Prescott. You've also got a very good positive matchup per PFF, if you're into that kind of stuff, for an O-line tight end. And then the wide receivers have an okay matchup as far as Dallas goes across the board. So I think that if you're just looking at an offense that was number one in the league last year, getting a lot of the pieces back together, could be first game back. So maybe not number one offense status, but go ahead and roll with Dak Prescott this week. Running back position, we're going with a guy that's turning into a bell cow. The team is on a 3-win streak because of him. We're going with Austin Eckler. He's going up against Seattle this week, who has been giving up some points every week. I think that this is more about how much that you're seeing Eckler get fed. And this is two bad defenses. So you should potentially see Geno Smith's got a very good offensive rhythm going up there in Seattle right now. So this should be a game that we see kind of go back and forth. And we watch these teams kind of light the scoreboard up. But the key for the Los Angeles Chargers to do that is Austin Eckler. Seattle's been giving up 124 yards rushing a game, and they've got three games of a heavy dose of Eckler has resulted in wins. That's passing and rushing. So I think you stick with Eckler again this week. On the wide receiver position, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to work with Tyreek Hill this week. He's going up against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had a good game against Tampa last week. That's fine and dandy. But I think what this is an opportunity. Tua's coming back. Tyreek and Tua were doing very, very well together. But more importantly, it's an excellent matchup. I think if you look across the board, you're talking about Tyreek Hill's going up against a very, you know, the secondary isn't terrible, but it's a secondary that can be beaten, has been beaten so far this year. He's coming off of massive target gains, you know, and Pitt is 30th against the pass. He has 15 targets last week. Hill did. I think you just see more and more of this as that Dolphins have to try to turn this around. They're going to go with their playmaker in Tyreek Hill. You keep him happy. I think he has a great week for you this week if you kind of build around him. This one, the last one for the tight end position here, I have a really hard time choosing anybody else. If you're going to build a roster to me right now, and I would do it around the tight end, and I would start with one of the top three guys because they're the only guys that really consistently are producing, but really the only guy that's really, really, truly the guy that I can count on and I want to count on. So I'm going to put him back in my lineups again is Mark Andrews. He's going up against the Cleveland Browns. This is an in-division game. So typically you may want to stay away from those matchups, but you're getting a guy that has played this team 8 times. To the queue of 40 catches, 510 yards, and 7 touchdowns. He averages a touchdown game last year against them. It's a positive tight end matchup for this team, but as far as the wide receivers, that's not a very good matchup for them. And the wide receivers have not produced. Bateman is supposedly back practicing this week, but besides that, the Ravens had not had an offense outside of Mark Andrews. I think no matter who tries to stop him in division, out of division, Mark Andrews is still the guy you can count on each and every week. So I'm going with Mark Andrews as the tight end this week. So again, week 7, DFS plays. We're going with QB, Dak Prescott, running back, Austin Eckler, wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, and tight end, Mark Andrews. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you guys are enjoying what we're doing over here at Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. And I appreciate everybody listening. Please subscribe down below. Leave your comments on who your favorite players are for the week. And I'll see you guys next week. And best of luck.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.